From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for what he called its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to support the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Marta Vandervolt reports.
Kerry gave a grim assessment of the situation in Syria with pointed criticism of Russia and its ally Syria.
And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory over the broken bodies, the bombed-out hospitals, the traumatized children of a long-suffering land.
Kerry said the United States is not giving up on the people of Syria and stressed that Washington is not abandoning the pursuit of peace. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is on Syria. UN officials fear this focus on Syria is overshadowing the serious needs of more than 12 million people in Yemen. A spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the war has destroyed the livelihoods of Yemen's people, robbed them of basic services, and pushed the economy to near total collapse. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. The storm brought heavy rain and wind as it swirled on toward Cuba and the Bahamas. Forecasters say Matthew could hit Florida toward the end of the week and push its way up the East Coast over the weekend. This is VOA News. A raft of new public opinion polls indicates Democrat Hillary Clinton retains her edge over Republican Donald Trump. National polls mostly show Clinton leading Trump and two minor party candidates, Libertarian Gary Johnson and Green Party contender Jill Stein, by 4 or 5 percentage points. Surveys in closely contested states, all conducted in the days after the recent debate, showed Clinton gaining ground on Trump. The website Politico says Clinton is now ahead in 7 of the 11 states where the outcome is in doubt. The focus now is on tonight's vice presidential debate in Virginia between Republican candidate Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine.
Abgegebene Stimmen 679, mit Ja haben gestimmt 610.
The European Parliament overwhelmingly endorsed the ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement with 610 votes for, 38 against, and 31 abstentions. The 28 EU nations voted to simultaneously ratify the agreement to limit global warming. The Nobel jury announced Tuesday that three university professors have won the Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on exotic states of matter. Research conducted by the three British-born scientists, David J. Thewlis, F. Duncan Haldane, and J. Michael Kosterlitz, brought forth a new and unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. The scientists also developed their own mathematical equations to explain the new behavioral properties. Duncan Haldane spoke to reporters.
I think my life's work was validated whether or not I got such a prize. And I was very happy that I'd actually been fortunate enough to be able to make such contributions to this this field.
All three professors teach at U.S. universities. The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth remains weak. It predicts that advanced economies will expand slowly this year. IMF economist Maurice Osterfeld briefed the press.
We project global output growth at 3.1% in 2016 and at 3.4% in 2017, the same as in early July, shortly after the United Kingdom's Brexit vote.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has again lashed out at Barack Obama, this time telling the U.S. president he can go to hell.
Instead of helping us, ang unang tumira itong State Department. So, you can go to hell. Mr. Obama, you can go to hell.
The comments were in response to Western criticism of Duterte's anti-drug campaign that has killed more than 3,000 people in 3 months. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.